about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Okay, this is pretty ridiculous. I find an article I want to read to you guys. As I start reading it, it cuts off. Do you guys notice that? It cuts off unless you answer a question. So here I am. I have been back and forth trying to find some sort of confirmation that the Obamacare deadline has been delayed. They've rumor has it that if you enroll by March 31st to avoid for Obamacare, if you enroll in the exchanges by March 31st, the White House will allow you to avoid penalty. They're going to extend it rather than January 1st to March 31st. But I'm reading this article, and now all of a sudden I get asked these questions. Now, I really dig the whole Christian Science Monitor, but I can't get any more of this article. It's the only one I found that that's confirmed the deadline. Oh, I'm sorry. It was supposed to be March 31st instead of February 15th, so they extended it another 6 weeks. And it's asking me, do I currently work at a medical practice? Why the hell do they need to know that? And if I say yes, they're going to ask me another question. Hey, yes, hold on a second. Oh, here we go. Which will be the greatest focus for your medical practice in 2014? Is it going to be meaningful use stage 2? I don't know what the hell stage 2 is. An ICD-10 code set transition, changing models of payment, or patient engagement? Okay, I would like to really get out of this question so I could read you guys the article on Obamacare, but I can't because I have to answer. I don't know what to answer. What do I care about for my medical practice in 2014? What I really care about is that I have no more period mishaps. I'm getting sick and tired at my age not being able to predict when my period comes. And if I'm seeing patients and all of a sudden, whoops, there it is, then I got a problem. So there's no answer. So I'll just say ICD-10 code set transition. Oh, Lord have mercy. What is it going to? Oh, no, it's another question. Which of these electronic health record benefits is most appealing to you? No startup costs and no licensing fees. Okay, good. I earned a week of survey-free access to the Christian Science Monitor. Oh, thank you. You know, I got to give Christian Science Monitor some credit, as well as some of these other internet websites. I mean, people get their news for free now. Nobody's buying the newspaper. You know, every once in a while I go to IHOP for breakfast, and there's always some kid trying to sell the Sunday paper. Now, you want to know why I don't buy the paper? It's not because I don't have the dollar. The reason why I don't sit down during my breakfast and read a newspaper, you know where this is going, right? I, for some reason, have trained my body to, if I am sitting while reading, I, for some reason, have to poop. And because we grew up having magazines next to the toilet. So why the hell would I, when I am trying to enjoy my Swedish pancakes or that chicken mushroom crepe thing that I pull the mushrooms out of that they have at IHOP, why on God's earth would I want to sit there and actually read a newspaper while waiting for my IHOP breakfast? I'm going to poop. Now, mind you, IHOP is getting way too expensive to go for breakfast. Have you guys noticed that? Okay, eggs and bacon. I don't need bacon, but that should be pretty cheap. All right, but then again, McDonald's, it's already $5 for breakfast just at McDonald's. So you might as well go to IHOP. So I don't buy a newspaper so I don't sit and poop. And that is what is killing the newspaper industry. It's not the internet, okay? Because a lot of people still don't like internet. A lot of people read books and they'd rather hold the book, all right, rather than hold a Kindle. A lot of us don't want to be near electronics, would rather hold pieces of paper. What is hurting the publishing and the written word industry is the fact that we trained ourselves to poop on demand with reading. Therefore, but I got to tell you, if I have to, get my system going in the morning, I don't care if this is too much information. This is important for those of you that are constipated. I sit down on the computer, right? I mean, I have a little bit of chocolate or a little bit of bread in the morning. This is important. If you want to know how to get your poop going in the morning, this is how I do it. And then I check my Facebook. I check my Twitter. I check what my kids put on Instagram, you know, just to make sure there's no pictures of me, you know, trying to poop on their Instagram. I totally ignore any emails from my mother or mother-in-law. Ignore those completely because that tightens you up. You don't want to stress. You want to be relaxed. And if the news that day is too stressful, I'll just play a quick game of solitaire. Before you know it, I could poop. And then I could go and poop, and then I could start my day. All right? And so I don't have to buy a magazine. I don't have to buy a newspaper. Yes, we did talk about poop apps, right? We've talked about which apps are the best to use to poop on your phone. My first criteria is have to be free. Okay, I don't like to spend any money on apps, so I only download the free ones. But that's why I really feel bad. So anyway, if Christian Science Monitor wants me to answer a stupid survey, I'll do it because I really like their online information. So Obamacare. They say now enroll again. This is the only source I see it yet, thus far. All right, but they're saying that the White House clarifies if you enroll by March 31st, then you will avoid a penalty, but March 31st, not the February 15th deadline. Now, the individual mandate to buy insurance supposedly does begin this January, but you do have close to a three-month period to try to get your act together and buy the insurance. Now, for those of us finding that to insure our family for $700 a month, that actually would save me $2,100. So that's a huge savings. One of you asked, why don't we just extend the deadline indefinitely? Then we could all save money. Good point. Good point. But Obamacare doesn't work if they don't force you to buy insurance. Now that pre-existing conditions are not causing exclusions, they need healthy people buying insurance. So if healthy people don't buy insurance and only sick people buy insurance, these insurance companies are going to go under. I know nobody's crying. Nobody's playing them a fiddle or a violin. I get that. But we still need the system to go around. We still make the world. We need the world to go around. We still need money. We need healthy dollars going into healthcare system, and not just sick dollars. There's not enough sick dollars. Not enough. So we need health dollars. Okay. All right. Don't go away. All this non-stressful talk has made me need to poop. I'll be right back. 1-877 Talk Holly.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. We are hoping to get the scoop on how to get the iHeart Radio launch of the Dr. Dahlia Show. As soon as we get that, you know me and my big mouth will let you know. Pretty exciting stuff. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network. Big thanks to Don working the dials and making all this happen. Don. Ooh, Don. I know. We got to post this picture on my website. Speaking of my website, my hubby has lost a lot of weight. And we just checked his cholesterol levels doing one of these MediFast health plans. And I have a link on my website. I want you guys to check it out. Go to my website at drdahlia.com. So my husband's kind of running around thinking he's going to get some nookie-nookie tonight because his cholesterol went down. The thing is, it really didn't go down enough, you know, but, I mean, should I? I should. I know, that's the problem. I'm really, really worried about the whole, you know, that's why I can't wait for menopause, because then I don't have to worry about periods and all that. But anyway, not to get too personal, my honey's cholesterol has gone down, his liver enzymes look good, and I really, really credit this health plan that he's on. Not health plan, insurance plan. It's this MediFast health plan. So I put a link on my website. Check it out. It says click here. Pretty cool stuff. I'm so proud of my baby. So proud of my baby. That's amazing. Of course, his mother's going to take credit for it all, but that's okay. It's okay. His brother really takes credit because his brother is the one that smacked him upside the head. He's got an older brother. Okay, I mean, if you thought I smack my husband around, oh, no, 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 no. His older brother does. He really gets beat up. And then he's got my mother also, right? So, I mean, he's really screwed. Okay. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, apparently, there is a U.S. firm that is offering helium balloon flights to the edge of the earth, I guess, bringing you up into the sky. We're going to talk about that and why I think that's a horrible idea. Apparently, more and more young people are getting strokes, being affected by strokes. We need to talk about that. There are these colored contact lenses that a lot of people want to wear for Halloween, but they are quote-unquote illegal. Okay, what makes a contact lens illegal? Then blood sugar causing loss of short-term memory. Then women who are size 16 appear to be the happiest women. Women who are size 16. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Let's look at this for a second here. The research found 74% of size 16 women are happy with their appearance. Now, this is apparently, if you compare to women who are size 6 women aren't sitting there happy that they're skinny. According to this study, 52% of them, half of them, would like to be curvier. Size 16 women appear to be comfortable in their clothes and have improved confidence. That's kind of interesting. Now, they say Marilyn Monroe was a size 16. That blows my mind. I didn't think she was a size 16. I thought she was a 12. I didn't know that, but Marilyn Monroe was a size 16. This voluptuous, curvy, now, mind you, sizes are different, I think, these days than they used to be. All right? I really think so, because my mom had this Hoochie Mama outfit from the 70s. It was one of these velvet bell-bottom outfits, and my mom used to be a size 10 when she was a Hoochie Mama. Yet, I wore it during my Hoochie Mama days when I was a size 7. I was actually down to a 7, between a 7 and a 9. And it fit perfectly. So my guess is the older sizes back then might have been a little bigger. Because if I wore it, then that means my mom must have easily been a size 7, size 9. See? Okay? Capiche? All right. But I guess Marilyn Monroe was a size 16. I had absolutely no clue. They say half of those whose weight had fluctuated the past 3 years revealed that they were happiest with their fuller size 16 figure. It's because we get to eat our chocolate then, you know? The research found 52% of size 6 women want to be curvier. They want to look like Beyonce, who tops the list of curvy celebrities. Another curvy celebrity is Nigella Lawson. I'm not sure I know who that is. Anyway, the survey shows women size 14 to 18 appear to be more positive about their looks, yet size 6 to size 10 women are much more critical of their look, with just 59% saying they are happy with their appearance. Yeah, I got to tell you, when I was in my 20s, I always thought it was heavy. Even when I was a size 9, I always thought it was heavy. Right? Then I have a couple kids, I gain weight, and sometimes I just think I look good. See, I just think what it is the older you become, you realize that you can't stress the little stuff. It's really not worth it. Like my lisp, when I say stress the little stuff, I'm not going to stress that, okay? I got a lisp. Who cares? Now, they say many women feel comfortable in their clothes. They have improved body confidence. They look and feel good. They feel comfortable in their own skin, and they get compliments from friends and family. I mean, big boobies, I have to admit, having big boobies myself, it is very distracting to the average person looking at you. And what it does is when one of these skinny minis comes up to you like they used to in high school and try to give you that look, you know, like you're overweight, your boobies are the first thing that they see, I mean dressed, of course, that they're like, wait a second, maybe I better be quiet because, you know, I'm only an A cup and she's a double D. All right. But for me, I still think it's fat. I am not very comfortable with I'm not very comfortable being top heavy. Okay, I always wanted to be a B cup. And I think I was a B cup for maybe 6 days. during puberty, and I find it very frustrating. Right, because I understand that intra-abdominal fat, breast fat, back fat, that all leads to poor health. So as far as I'm concerned, if I ever do lipo, I'm going to lipo everything. But where was I going with this? Oh, yeah. So people who are heavy, like Adele, et cetera, you know, it seems to put people off. It seems to prevent some of the slights and insults because you're curvy. All right, now, here's the only problem with something like this. One of the reasons why we have the obesity problem that we do is we're getting too comfortable with our weight. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. When we're too comfortable with our weight, we don't realize that we need to lose the weight. And all of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, I'm 180 pounds. What the hell is this? So, you know, I always tell my patients I would rather they be a little bit more obsessive about working on their weight and diet and watching what they put into their mouths than not. Yes, self-confidence, feeling happy with yourself is so important, but that's how we gain weight. We don't gain weight by eating one bad meal and going, oops. We gain weight because we get complacent. We get lazy. We don't realize. And we forget that keeping our weight down in this day and age takes a lot of work. Most of these diets, if you notice, you have to not only count calories or count points, but you have to realize that throwing those couple pieces of candy in your mouth should not be taken lightly. All right? It should take an act of Congress for you to be allowed to put that piece of candy in your mouth. And once you go through that type of thinking, it's easier to lose weight, right? Like, you know, Weight Watchers, that's why Weight Watchers is so successful, because everything has a point system. Now, vegetables, no points. As long as you don't butter them up, the raw vegetables, you can eat whatever raw vegetables you want, I think. And I think you get to have as much water as you want. You don't have to think about those. But if you're going to eat a slice of cheese, if you're going to have a dum-dum, if you're going to take a bite out of that Reese's cup, you need to think about it. Now, if we could teach everybody to just think about it before they do that, we would do fine. One of the reasons why I stayed as slim as I did for so many years, until the whole hormone thing, and that's a whole other story that you guys are all sick of hearing, but I'll tell you again another time, is because if I did overeat, okay, let's say at a meal, subconsciously, I could not go to bed unless I did an extra workout. Now, maybe that extra workout really doesn't knock it out at all. Okay, maybe that extra workout really doesn't calorie for calorie handle the high fructose corn syrup or whatever. But the fact that my day couldn't end until I made good on what I did earlier that day. To me, it helped. Some of you guys, you pray that same way. All right, my night doesn't end until I finish praying. And I apologize for all the stuff I did that day. Sometimes I'm up all night praying, and all of a sudden at 6 in the morning, I go, wow, I didn't get to go to sleep. Well, then I got to be better that day. Otherwise, my prayers are going to go all night. So I would just suggest, okay, you know, if you do have some curves, if you do think you're sexy, that's great, wonderful. But realize many of the curves are still fat, and that could still hurt your long-term health. There is a way to be curvy. All right, there's a way to be curvy and still not be unhealthy. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away. We're right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Halloween is the time of year where we do stupid stuff, right? Okay. Yeah, we all do stupid stuff. This Halloween, I'm usually very, very clean and proper and, Miss kind of Daisy, maybe not Daisy Duke. I should do the Daisy Dukes. That would be fun. But I'm going to be a French maid, but I made sure that the skirt goes almost all the way down to the knees. And I made sure there's no cleavage showing because I'm going to have to be wearing this to a couple kids' parties. So it just kind of looks like a black and white dress. That's right. Yeah, but what's really, really cool, everybody goes, oh, you can't wear a French maid because you got to have the body for it. You don't understand. These French maid costumes, the skirt part is so poofy that it hides your butt. So for those of us worried about our butts and our curves, it actually works pretty good. And then, of course, some Spanx. Throw a girdle on. I can make this sucker work. All right. I'll see. If I think I look good, I'll post a picture up. Okay. So I'm going to do that. I actually bought a feather duster. I haven't had a feather duster since the 1980s. So my husband's like, are you actually going to use it and dust the place? Hell no. It's part of my costume. So I have the feather duster. I'm a pretty happy girl. All right. But some of you go even more all out than I am, and you are going to be wearing contact lenses to make yourself look like a zombie or a cat or, I don't know, somebody propofol'd. I don't know what you guys are doing with these, okay? Now, officials are warning that many of these contact lenses are illegal and could cause blindness. Government officials, we're talking the government's getting involved on this puppy. Because, again, it's going to cost money with Obamacare, so of course they're getting involved. Government officials from the U.S. FDA Office of Criminal Investigations, along with the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement's Homeland Security Investigations and U.S. Customs and Border Protection, are currently on a mission aimed at seizing counterfeit or illegally imported lenses not approved by the FDA. So let me get this straight. The U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, Homeland Security Investigations, and Customs and Border Protection, and Office of Criminal Investigations don't care about illegal immigrants. Are giving us crap about wanting to ID and deport, but they are all over it when it comes to Halloween contact lenses. Am I missing something here? Okay? Please. Let us Americans do whatever the hell we want to on Halloween, making us look zombie-like. I should be a zombie French maid. That would be cool. Have you guys ever seen me at the end of the day when my makeup is all runny? You know, if you ever see me on the nightly news, yesterday I was on Fox 5 News, but it was early morning, and the makeup was kind of crisp. It was a little sloppy because I didn't have good lighting. One of the light bulbs went out in my house, and that's the light bulb I use to do my makeup. But at the end of the day, my makeup, it's almost like that zombie-like. Okay, so we got the Customs and Border Protection. Officials warn that these unregulated lenses can do serious damage to the eyes. Now, why? Well, because you could have, if they're not actual contact lenses, what they do is they could scratch your cornea. And corneal abrasions could later become corneal infections, corneal abscesses, and you can go blind. It really is serious stuff. Tell people to put stuff in their eyes. All right. Now, they say, that some of these are actually counterfeit. To avoid encountering counterfeit lenses, consumers should not buy contacts from Halloween shops, novelty shops, beauty stores, or online vendors that do not require a prescription. This is according to UPI.com and Fox. Furthermore, James Dinkins, Executive Associate Director of Homeland Security Investigations, says it is illegal to buy contact lenses without a prescription from an ophthalmologist, optometrist, or specially licensed optician under the supervision of an eye doctor. So if you go to a party store and you purchase said contact lenses, quote unquote, for your costume, that is illegal. And don't think that they are too busy to arrest you, because remember, they're all taking a break from deportation nowadays. So they got nothing to do but to go after Americans buying contact lenses. Of concern is that consumers who buy and use decorative contact lenses, now this is John Roth, we're not talking to Dinkins anymore, we're talking to Roth. Our concern is that consumers who buy and use decorative contact lenses without a valid prescription can run significant risk of eye injuries, including blindness. It's always better to involve a qualified eye care professional and protect your vision. Now, some of you have asked me if I write prescriptive lenses for Halloween. The answer to that is no. I do not know how to write eyeglass prescriptions. I'm not an optometrist. I'm not an ophthalmologist. Okay? I could write your birth control, not yours personally. Cholesterol medication, a nice rip-roaring dose of penicillin for your STD. But no, I don't think I have ever written an eyeglass or contact prescription. And I'm pretty proud of it. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Some of you have asked me about Mississippi toddler who is HIV free. Could we be possibly looking at a cure for HIV? Now, apparently a baby was born with HIV in Mississippi. And hours after delivery, this baby was given high doses of 3 antiretroviral drugs. Okay? And we use the retrovirals because we're fighting the virus HIV. Try to, you know, we have we try to mess with the RNA. There's a bunch of different things we do when we try to fight HIV. Now, 2.5 years later, they say this little girl has had no evidence of HIV in her blood, and she's been off the medicine. The unidentified girl was born to a mother who received no prenatal care and was not diagnosed as HIV herself until right before the delivery. So the mom didn't know, right? Which is why you got to get your prenatal care. And all your prenatal care always includes an HIV test, always. So mom never got treated. If they were able to treat mom, maybe they could have stopped HIV from going to the baby. Okay? But within 30 hours, they gave these antiretroviral drugs to the girl, 3 of them, in hopes of controlling the virus. Within a couple days, the child ended up still showing up HIV positive, of course. And it takes a while sometimes for these tests to show up positive. All right? So they assumed that the baby was infected in the womb. She was on these for 15 months. Then, remember we talked about the story where the mom had just stopped giving her the medicine? Just stopped. They lost mom and baby to follow-up. Baby comes back. They end up finding the baby back. Remember we talked about Dr. Hannah Gay, a pediatric HIV specialist at the University of Mississippi Medical Center? Okay. So, in March, they found the girl again. They tested her, and she was negative for HIV. Now, one of you had asked, can we transfuse an HIV patient to get... No, it won't work. All right? Even though HIV infects the T lymphocytes, and, you know, mind you, great for the logic, HIV infects the tissues. And as the blood and the lymphatic system, you know, is in contact with these tissues, you could reinfect with HIV. So that's why a transfusion wouldn't work. So here we are now in October. And the kid is still HIV negative. So this is some pretty cool stuff. Now, they say if you have an HIV mom, this is very interesting. Okay, this is Dr. Catherine Lizariaga, an immunologist who works with Miss Gay, Dr. Gay. She says 100% of HIV positive moms are going to pass the antibodies. All right? So somebody could show a positive, the antibodies, which is what mom uses to fight the HIV. But only 30% of the moms will actually transmit true HIV virus. There's some sort of protection that these fetuses have to protect against getting HIV. But still, a third of them could still get it. They say HIV-positive mothers who are on treatment, now we're talking about untreated moms, 30% chance of giving it to the baby. But HIV moms were treated, less than 2% chance of passing that virus. So anybody antibody positive, we need to check to see if they actually have HIV. See, because you have antibodies doesn't mean you have the virus. Pretty cool stuff. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com, good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
And the winner of fallback pricing is... you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com, that's freezedryguy.com, to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss!
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From three-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so Worldview Enterprises is planning on taking us, as long as we spend $75,000, 20 miles up into the sky, giving us similar views to, you know, that guy, Felix Baumgartner, who was the skydiver that was up in the air about 24 miles up and then, you know, skydove down, and I think he was cussing the whole way down. Yeah. Okay. Beginning 2016, It's a two-hour flight where you basically get to be at the height of our, is it a stratosphere or, I don't know, part of our atmosphere, at $75,000 a person. The Arizona-based company said up to 8 passengers will ride in a luxurious appointed space-qualified capsule. Oh, I hope they have, like, a TV and ways you can watch movies on there. Can you imagine dragging somebody up there with you, and all they want to do is watch the movie, and they don't want to look outside and see the Earth? Anyway, it's supposed to. This is supposed to be a capsule which will ultimately detach from the balloon and float back to Earth by parachute. Now, I don't know about you all, call me paranoid, but I do not trust a parachute carrying 8 people, right, who probably also have their purses and their other crap with them. No, I don't trust that parachute. Passengers will be among the few to have seen the curvature of the Earth with their own eyes. I don't really care whether the Earth is round or flat. I don't need to see it. You don't have to prove it to me. They will be able to gaze, according to the statement by the company, they will be able to gaze at the astounding views, the blackness of space, the brilliance of stars. Look, I just saw the movie Gravity. I really don't need to do this. And the thin veil of atmosphere enveloping our planet, enveloping. It's probably enveloping, something envelops, but let's just say enveloping, okay? Enveloping our planet. Scenes previously witnessed exclusively by astronauts, but you guys get to do it for the bare bottom basement steal of $75,000. What do you guys think? Would you do that? I mean, I got to admit, okay, if you really dug the whole space thing, and since very rarely do we get to go up with NASA, for you to be up the higher atmosphere like that and to be able to, like, be almost in outer space for $75,000, I have to admit that probably is a good deal. Now, I don't even have 75 cents in the bank with this recession, so I wouldn't even think about doing that. Like I said, I don't even want to go, and I don't really even want to be in a parachute. My father used to jump out of planes in the Army. I think I would like to maybe jump out of a plane just once, but I don't want to go out to space. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. For those of you that don't know me, I'm scared of heights. Now, Las Vegas is going to have a zip line. And the zip line rides between two towers of the Rio. Now, for those of you that have ever been to Vegas, the Rio was off the strip, but it's that pretty blue and pink hotel. I think Penn and Teller perform there. And they are very famous for their voodoo lounge. So it's called the Voodoo Zip Line. It's going to travel 845 feet from the fifth floor of the Masquerade Tower at the Voodoo Steakhouse to the 20th floor of the Ipanema Tower in nearly 70 seconds. Just don't be below me because I would pee when I do this. So you would be 500 feet above the city. You will soar at 33 miles an hour from one building to the next and make a return trip on a motorized pulley system, traveling at 25 miles an hour. No, thank you. Each participant can ride alone or fly in tandem with a friend. I don't have any friends. And must weigh no more than 450 pounds. They must be at least 4 feet tall or 3.5 feet tall, accompanied by an adult. If you guys put your kids on this thing, that's crazy. Onlookers could witness the exhilarating ride from a patio on the 51st floor so they don't have to wear an umbrella on their head with all the urine coming out. Now, it's not the only zip line available in the city. There's also a Slotzilla. Slot with an O. It's on Fremont Street in downtown Las Vegas, and you are able to zip line across the world's largest video screen for about a third of a mile. Okay, here's the thing. I've lived in Vegas now off and on for 81 years. I am so proud of our city. Our city is exquisite. For being a city in the desert, and not the prettiest of deserts, I think Scottsdale was a much prettier desert. I think Vegas is amazing. It's definitely a sight. For those of you that have never been, it is phenomenal. I'm a huge fan. But have I ever been disappointed with something that happened in Vegas? All right? One disappointment. No, it wasn't my show going on air. Stop it. One disappointment I had was when they cornered off the Fremont Experience, the Fremont Street downtown. They preserved a lot of the old Fremont. I wish they preserved a little bit more because that's old Vegas. Okay? But they sidewalked it. There's places to allow for vendors and people to walk around. There's great concerts. Okay? It's phenomenal. But the one thing that really kind of blows is sometimes they have these weird cartoon thingies up on the screen. And I was a little disappointed the first couple nights when this launched, because I thought it would be really psychedelic and fireworks and all sorts of other stuff, and instead we were watching some cartoon with airplanes. Now, mind you, that was back in, I think, the 90s, so I can't really tell you if they've upped their game with it, but I have to admit that was a little bit of a disappointment, because I would rather look around and see the Union Plaza, see the Golden Nugget, see the Fitzgerald, see all the old stuff, I think there was a Lucky, I forget what it was called, one of these hotels called Lucky. I remember I'd go there and play dollar blackjack. It was great. So I miss it. All right, but zip lining's cool. I mean, you know, as long as you guys don't land on concrete. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Cockroaches. Apparently, double-fried cockroaches is being hailed as a miracle drug in China. Be prepared, guys, with Obamacare, these may be on your formulary. They say cockroach farmers, this is really cool, cockroach farmers are harvesting huge numbers of insects, they fry them twice, and then you can eat them. The insides are very similar to a cottage cheese. Do not mix that up with goat cheese. I will eat something with goat cheese. I will not eat anything with cottage cheese. Apparently, Wang Fuming is the largest cockroach producer in China, owns 6 farms containing an estimated 10 million cockroaches. I'll sell him some of ours. And apparently, it's a cheap source of protein, and there's certain health properties. Now, because of the high levels of amino acids, he feeds his cockroaches vegetables, and that improves their protein content. Now, I guess, in addition for it being a food source, it seems to help certain medical ailments. We don't have a list of the medical ailments these cockroaches help. But I wouldn't be surprised if a side effect is getting the willies, getting the heebie-jeebies. All right? I understand why people eat cockroaches. I really do. People like crunch. It's one of the very few things you could crunch. You can't bite into a crab. You can't bite into a lobster. I know on Splash, Daryl Hannah did it, but you're not supposed to. But you could crunch into a bug. The human or the animal likes crunch. That's why dog food and cat food do so well, if they're crunchy. And I guess if the insides are soft, it's a delicacy. Personally, whether you fry it or not, I would decline. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away, love our talk about.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.